Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, The FBI in Peace and War, Scientific Touch. Originally aired September 7th, 1955.
The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Scientific Touch.
Hello?
It's me, Doc. Okay to talk?
Yes, go ahead.
You can relax, Doc. Everything went off on schedule, just like you said.
Watchman?
Tied up in the next room. Safe, Jimmy. Two marked traces left. Cigarette ash on floor. What else, Gus?
You called Arnie Sid and me Charlie.
Oh, yeah. I called Arnie Sid and Gus Charlie.
All right, now you know what to do from here. Wear the footpads all the way out to the car. Make it look as if you left in a hurry. And Vince?
Yeah?
You might take your glove off before you hang up. A palm print will tease the police and add a nice amateurish touch. You know how to smudge it.
I ought to. You made me practice enough.
Oh, that does it, then. You better get started. And if anything should go wrong...
What could? You got us covered for every slip. With you on the payroll, nothing could go wrong, Doc. Not a thing in this world.
In the spring of this year, your FBI was called in on a spectacular series of robberies which baffled the law enforcement agencies of four states. Each robbery was seemingly executed by a trio of amateurs. But when the apparent leads were investigated, they all managed to converge in a dead end. At first, this was accepted as sheer coincidence. But later, when we began to assemble the incredible puzzle, we came across the most unusual criminal career on record.
Hiya, Doc.
Good morning, Gus.
Guess you know why I'm here.
Everything went off all right?
Letter perfect. Here's your envelope, Doc. $5,000 even.
$5,000. I used to make that in just about a year. Thanks, Gus. I'd ask you in, but my wife and I are just having breakfast.
Oh, forget it. This is business, not social. Goodbye, Doc. Vince said he'll call you when he's got the next layout ready.
All right, Gus. Bye. There, now, that wasn't so long.
Who was it, dear?
Oh, someone you don't know. Go on, now, read your paper.
Oh, I don't want to read the paper. Did you see this about that robbery? The police feel an arrest is imminent. They'd have made an arrest by now if you were still on the force.
Any hot coffee left?
Wouldn't have to make such foolish statements if they had any sense. Full cop?
No, please.
It wasn't that renting agent again?
Huh?
At the door? Now you don't have to keep things from me, Dan. I know how hard it's been for you to make ends meet. In fact, I've been wondering how...
It wasn't the renting agent, Nettie. Now the rent is paid up. Almost all our debts are.
Dan, you found another position.
Nettie...
You finally found one. You didn't even tell me.
No, Nettie, that isn't it.
It isn't?
I wish it was. Believe me, I wish it was.
But then...
Nettie...
Yes?
That's what I've been wanting to talk to you about. I haven't been looking for any other job.
What?
The commissioner didn't let me go for the reason I told you. My age had nothing to do with it.
Dan, what are you saying?
I've been meaning to tell you the truth, but I just haven't had the courage.
What is it, Dan? Tell me.
It's not very pretty.
Tell me.
I was fired, Nettie, for conduct unbecoming a police technician, for gambling away $12,000 in IOUs held by Vince Connors.
What?
I said it wasn't pretty.
Gambling?
That's right. I thought no one knew, but somehow the commissioner found out.
Dan, how could you?
That's what I've been asking myself. How could I? I just wanted more for you, I guess. Better clothes, a house of our own. Who knows how it starts? You bet a little at first, and you win. Before you know it, you enter a shady character like Vince Connors for $12,000.
You can never pay him that kind of money, Dan.
I know we can't. Don't you think I know? But anyhow, we won't have to pay him. He didn't want the money.
He didn't want it?
No. He was willing to tear up the IOUs in exchange for my laboratory knowledge.
Dan.
I'm sorry, Nettie. I wish there'd been some other way out, but there wasn't.
What did he want?
I told you, my lab knowledge. Not only would he tear up the IOUs, but he'd pay me handsomely for services rendered.
What kind of services, Dan?
The kind no one would accept from me anymore. Except a person like Vince Connors. You better pour us both some more coffee, dear. What I have to say is going to be just as repulsive to you as it was to me. But we still have to eat. I wish there'd been some other way out. But there just wasn't.
Back to the scientific touch in just a moment.
What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? When someone once asked, what makes a fighting man risk his life in combat? Colonel S.L.A. Marshall, an outstanding American military historian, answered the question this way. The soldier will be persuaded largely by the same things which induce him to face life bravely. Friendship, loyalty to responsibility, and knowledge that he is entrusted with the faith and confidence of others. Men who have been in battle know from firsthand experience that when the chips are down, a man fights to help the man next to him. That's what the code means to the American military man.
Of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, The Scientific Touch. With no open lead in the case, we subjected the night watchman to the monotonous task of scrutinizing all photographs in the known criminal files of every law enforcement agency in the robbery areas. And our first break came with his tentative identification of a paroled gambler named Arnie Lenza. But Lenza had an airtight alibi and promptly volunteered to prove his innocence with a lie detector test. The test appeared to do just that, corroborating Lenza's claim of innocence completely.
Or, as they say in detective movies, maybe too completely.
Meaning?
Mr. Stevens, you're familiar with the pathometer, aren't you?
Only in courtroom discussions as to its admissibility, I'm afraid.
I see. Well, throwing aside technical language, this particular machine records a subject's brain-body electrical potentials when stimulated by thalamic cortical conscious apprehension.
Throwing aside technical language.
Well, all right, put it this way. There is a characteristic electrical pattern when the truth is told, as well as one when the subject tells a lie.
I'm with you now.
With a lie, the subject undergoes the emotional reaction that invariably accompanies a fear of being caught stimulus. And this brain electrical change is simultaneously recorded.
The pathometer is the instrument you used to test Lenza?
Yes, and if you will take a look at these graphs, you'll notice one very unusual thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
No electrical change.
Exactly.
That's unusual?
Very, under the circumstances.
Wait a minute now. I'm afraid you're losing me again.
Oh?
If no change was recorded, wouldn't that indicate Lenza wasn't lying at all?
It might. Or it might indicate that he merely wasn't undergoing any emotional reaction.
Oh, I see.
In a test of this kind, our questions aren't limited to the crime. We ask certain other questions that should cause emotional reaction in anyone. Back with me again?
That's why the two completely. Lenza answered the questions too well.
Yes, that's about it. The graphs should show electrical change in several instances, but as you see, they show none.
Why?
I don't know. It's the first time I've come up against anything like it.
Well, a man could be... Pardon me. Yes?
Hello, Steve. You asked me to call?
Hold on a minute, will you, Dave?
Sure.
A man could be trained to control his reaction to questions, couldn't he? Trained not to react at all?
Well...
It's possible, isn't it?
It's possible, yes, but such a thing would require a great deal of practice, and then you'd have to have an expert around to handle it.
Someone like yourself?
Well, anyway, someone qualified to anticipate the newest equipment.
Dave?
Yes, Steve?
Look, I want you to do something for me right away. Check each of those PDs. Have personnel give us a report on all laboratory technicians, past and present, over the last 10 years.
What's up, Steve?
I'll tell you when you get the reports.
All lab technicians over the last 10 years.
Right, Dave. Thanks.
And meanwhile, what about Arnie Lenza?
Officially or unofficially?
Officially.
Meanwhile, we'll have to let him go. Officially, Lanza told the truth, didn't he? You can't hold a man for that.